Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all like this. I believe that true love should give you the ability to relax. I believe that true love, true affection, true partnership, true unity, true companionship should relax you. It should make you feel good. After all, that's the place that we're striving to. So I thought, but it turns out that there are a lot of people out here who think that all of the craziness, the drama, the mistrust, the distrust, the suspicion, the jealousy, the possessiveness, the arguing, the fighting, the fussing, the fighting, they really think that that's a regular thing, as long as it doesn't get too violent. Well, because of that, we're going to take a long, hard look at this type of situation. We're going to find out what's who, you know, what we're about to do. Everything is going to be all right. Think it won't. I said everything will be all right. Think it don't. I said everything will be all right. Yeah, we got this thing in a smash. Something for that ass. No cash. Will you even have to pay? But I'm going to put you down with this way. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. With this your daily go get a miss a show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will. will do the same. I am your host, Son 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get a Missing Show, all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. Now, here it is, Throwback Thursday. Let's get real about relationships Thursday. And it kind of snuck up on me. I'm like, first of all, I thought this week was going by real slow, like at a snail's pace. And then I'm like, oh, it's Thursday. Well, what have we here? It's going to be all right. We coming through loud and clear. So tonight on the Daily Go Get a Business Show, we are talking about what's toxic to you ain't what's toxic to me. So when you start talking about somebody being in a toxic relationship, what do you identify as being in a toxic relationship? Have you ever been in one? A lot of us have been in one at one time or another. You may not have remained in one, but there are evidently some people who go from toxic relationship to toxic relationship to toxic to toxic relationship, and they don't even identify it as being such. Like they fit a different criteria, or they assess or attach a different criteria to be considered volatile or toxic than maybe you or I consider it to be. And it's wild. So we're going to talk about that tonight, man. I'm glad to see my people here. Carol Chamberlain, my friend, Yimi Fabari, to do anything. Glad to see you. And Robbie me. My big sis doing the thing, something like Queen for a King. Ansel Jones, my brother Ansel Jones, Baltimore niggas. Jones can't leave him alone. And yo, T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going right in your sight. And yo, Stacey White, thanks for coming on through. We're glad you came through. You know how we do. And my brother from another mother, Norris Hill, sit back, relax, do your thing, Max, and chill. So, yeah. Toxic. What is toxic? I'm going to tell y'all what spawned this show tonight. Yesterday, I was talking to my mans and them. And he was talking about his current situation. And I'm listening to his current situation. I was like, He said that he hasn't been in no drama. But after listening to what he was saying, I was like, oh. And I said this to him. I said, oh, you don't know drama when you see it. Your criteria for drama is different. I said, oh. So that's your lane. You fit in that lane for drama. I said, okay. Okay, look, I ain't mad at you. If that's what you value, if that's how you see things, if that works for you and her, hey, man, I ain't got nothing to say about it. But I'm thinking about for me, I'm like, oh, hell no. No. Because like I said, for me, and I'm thinking that this should apply to everybody, but evidently it doesn't, so I have to watch out. Thinking that the way that I think and the way that I feel about things are the way that most people feel, because they're not, evidently. But like I said, I think that true love, being in love, loving someone should put you in a position to be able to relax. Like, I'm not out here no more looking for love, scrambling for love, being afraid of love, blaming love, lamenting over past loves, gone loves, failed loves, flawed loves. I got it. I got it right now. So, you know, I can pretty much put my feet up and, you know, like, yeah, you know, like, yeah. Got mine. So, yeah, I love her. She loved me. So I ain't got to worry about what she doing. She ain't got to worry about what I'm doing. I'm going to make sure I do the right thing so she ain't got to be all on edge and all that. Everything done. We cool. But to some people, that's boring. And when adults, when full-fledged adults start talking about what's boring, you got to kind of pay attention to what they're saying. What is boring? What is boring? Maybe when you were a teenager, or maybe in your 20s or 30s or whatever, you might have spent a lot of time out in those streets, up in the bars, in the lounges, the clubs, you know, joining this and doing that and going to go check this out and chase behind. I know for a man, you know, in your 20s and your 30s, for some men, only their 20s, you running around here chasing pussy all the time. Real shit. Chasing pussy all through your 20s. I don't care what it looks like. What it looks like on the surface, more than likely, if you are a straight heterosexual man in your 20s, you out here chasing pussy. It might have started right after high school. It might have started during college or whatever. But you out here trying to test the waters on everything, trying to figure out what the best fit is for you. The thing is, chasing that pussy all the time will take you in the places where you ain't got no business being, where you don't fit in, and where it might be extremely dangerous for you. So you chasing this chick up in the projects. You ain't from the projects. You ain't from around there. Them cats ain't trying to politic with you or reason with you. They either knock your head off or shoot you full of Swiss cheese, dog. That type of shit over dumb shit. Over dumb shit. Because y'all was doing some Monica and Brandy, Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney, boy is my, girl is my. You know, remember Michael Jackson said, I'm a lover, not a fighter. Well, up in the projects, when you are allegedly messing with somebody else, girl, yeah, you better become a fighter. Because your loving ass is going to be in love and memory. And loving memory, my baby ain't never hurt nobody. Anyway, so you spend a lot of time out there chasing pussy. And a lot of time, you in those volatile relationships. You're in those toxic relationships. And you might find it exciting. Once again, we're talking about adults and their level of boredom. It might be exciting to you. You know, not only do she got the good, you know, the good. Oh my God, this is worth risking my life and limb in the projects. Why Skeet, Bone, Rock, and Dave, you know what I mean, waiting for me outside. As soon as I get out of this hole, I got to go try to dig myself or climb myself out of a hole I done dug for myself. All I did was come up in here. Anyway, so what's toxic to you, when I say what's toxic to you ain't what's toxic to me, for me, it might seem toxic if you're dealing with a woman who puts a GPS tracker on your phone, or who searches, who goes through your social media and finds every woman that either likes your post or interacts with you on your post and tries to see what's going on with you and them. For some men, that's just what women do. To me, that's toxic. Now, if I don't know about it, that's one thing. But if you let me know that that's what's going on, whether you let me know because I found out and saw you doing it, or whether I find out because whoever you done contacted has contacted me like, yo, who the hell is, and what the hell, why is such and such calling me? You, who is this to you? Oh, well, that's my, you know. Yeah, this bitch is all in my inbox. She asking me questions and, you know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? To me, that's toxic. To me, somebody who blocks your phone number or blocks you on social media and friends you back, and that's a regular back and forth, regular thing, to me, that's toxic. That's dramatic. is problematic. But evidently for the next man, it's just like, this is what everybody do. You know, everybody has their problems. But that ain't no big thing. Evidently, for some people, having your windows busted out, your tire slashed, body paint, spray painted, and maybe even having your clothes bleached and cut up and or burnt. Yeah, well, she did it because she was mad. I wouldn't say that I'm in a toxic relationship. I mean, after all, you know, I did do something to make her do it. To me, that's toxic. To the next man, it's an excuse. It's excusable by the next man. I heard him say it. No one in particular. But if somebody burn your clothes up or bleach your clothes up or whatever, even if they buy the clothes for you again, I'm not fucking with nobody who would do that. I'm not fucking with nobody who would act off of their emotions that way. Not if I know about it. Now, if I don't know, like if you keep it in the tuck, I don't know. But if I find out, and I see that there's probably going to be a pattern with that. For me, that's toxic. But for the next man, they like, as long as the pussy good. I said, as long as the pussy good. You can burn up my clothes if the pussy good. You can bust out my windows if the pussy good. You can cut up my shit if the pussy good. You can bust out my window if the pussy good. Or you can slash the tires if the pussy good. Or you can call my mama if the pussy good. Or you can disrespect a fan if the pussy good. If the pussy good. If the pussy good. You gotta fucking be kidding me, man. Well, looks like YouTube is done. But this is what I'm going to do. Oh, hold up. Oh, no. Hold up. We might. It's trying. What we got? Hold on. Because I got my backup. I said that if this happens, I was going to back that thing up. Hold on. We're going to be all right, y'all. I got you, my peoples. Oh, wait. I got to get the thing. Let me see if how did I do it last time? Okay. Okay. How did I do it last time? Let me see. Hold on. Let me see if I could do this. Let me see if I can do this. I might could. Let me see. Wait a minute. Slow down. I might have made a discovery. Let me see if I made a discovery. Well. Okay. So we'll do this. Hold on. We not done. Wait a minute. Wait. We not done. Oh, slow down. Okay. Hold on. Okay. All right, well, all right, fuck it. What time is it? It's already 7:30. All right. I'm going to do what I said I wasn't going to do. That's okay. Okay, let me see. Sorry about that, y'all. But what has to be done has to be done. So okay. So we're gonna try to salvage this whole thing. Try to salvage. All right. All right. So here we go. Let me see. right. What you mean? You, it's working. I'm looking at the replay of what was not. I don't think you're looking at the right thing. It's all good, though. But like I said, man, sometimes what's toxic to you is not going to be what's toxic to somebody else. What might be a real source of irritation for you or something that you might consider to be dangerous might be nothing when it comes to somebody else. To somebody else, some people have to damn near get killed in a relationship. They damn near have to get murdered in a relationship. And some people still won't look at that like, well, you know, I guess in a situation where you think that you're really in love with somebody, but you might be really infatuated with them, you might look at it like, well, I mean, everybody has their problems. I mean, I didn't die, did I? Did I? Did I die? No, I didn't. So what's the big deal? And it's crazy. It's really crazy that people think that way because it's so dangerous. It's so dangerous to be put in a situation where the person that you're supposed to be in love with, where the person that you're supposed to be with, the person that you're kicking it with, is almost like your worst enemy. But they're the person that you keep making the excuses for. So what's toxic to me ain't what's toxic to you. I think that love is all about being able to relax, to be able to chill with somebody, to be able to relate to somebody, just be able to cool out and be free of anxiety, relationship anxiety. To you, it might be like, no. If everybody cheats, you got to find out who's cheating and what they're up to and why they blah, 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 blah. Some people look at it that way. They straight look at it that way. So it's like, okay. So you think that the only way to be happy or the only way to be in a relationship, the only way for two people to come together is for there to be a whole lot of chaos and lying and trying to get somebody, trying to manipulate somebody to tell you the truth and things like that. That's the only way? Well, if you think about, if you look at your relationship history, think about that for a second. Take a look at your relationship history and the things that you've been through with this one, that one. Think about some of the things that you may have been through with your child's father, with your child's mother. You know, some people have described their relationships with their children's mom or dad as being through hell and back, being to hell and back. And I'm like, so you good with that? We good? I'm saying we good. Well, evidently for some people, they are good with that. For some people, they are all right with that. For some people, they don't think that that's a big deal. Their level of toxicity is different from your level of toxicity. They can't even see the forest for the trees as far as what you're talking about. You're talking about relaxing and getting comfortable and not having no anxiety. And they talking about, yo, you boring. You corny. Or that's not going to last because there's no spice there. How can you be with somebody that you haven't been through? You know, how can you be with somebody that ain't got no hot sauce on them? They ain't got no adobo in them. They ain't got no Larry Caesar salt in them. You like that? Ew. Nah, man. You probably the type that put raisins in your potato salad. Yeah, you on that shit. Well, speaking of which, guess what? A lot of white people go through drama in relationships just like black people do. Ain't that some shit? It may not always be over the same scenarios. Of course, there's some cultural differences. But yeah, they go through the same type of shit. And you know, Well, I don't know how many of y'all have any experience with witnessing interracial relationships, but I do. And it ain't sweet like that. You know, I know black brothers be talking about, yeah, these white girls, they don't talk back. They don't do this. They don't do that. They cook. They clean. They treat their man like a king. They cook. They clean. Treat their man like a king. They cook. They clean. Keep their man like. They cook. They clean. Keep their man like a. They cook. They clean. Keep their man like a king and make sure he get every little thing that's supposed to come to him because he's masculine and in control. So she should knit her soul, but it's not really like that, dude. As they found out, you's a black sucker, motherfucker. They're going to go in you and make sure that you get into them plugs. Yo, that shit is bugged. And I seen white girls cuss a nigga out. And she ain't got to call them niggas. Y'all know what it's about. But she would make him feel bad and small, just like he was sucking the dick of a maggot. And that's even if he is a... Takizori says, my white friends will stab a Mickey Ficky. I don't know about y'all, but I watch the ID channel a lot. I don't know about y'all, but I watch the ID channel a lot. And I ain't saying that that's the way it goes out here in real life. But I ain't going to say that it don't go that way or that I haven't seen some similarities or some definite connections between what I know, what I've seen, and So with that being said, with that being the case, bottom line is toxicity doesn't have a race. Probably all cultures get ratchet with each other. I can't say for sure, but if we're talking about American black or white, hell yeah. Hell yeah, because cheating is cheating, lying is lying, mistrusting is mistrusting, hating is hating, jealousy is jealousy, all that toxic stuff. But some people don't see it the same way. They don't see certain things as being toxic, where you might be like, yo, I ain't putting up with that old crazy shit. You all over the place with that. Oh, hold on. What's this? I'll shut this down. Okay, we good? We good? I think I had two lives. Man, what are we doing? I think I had two lives going on, y'all. Man, that's it. I might do this whole show over tomorrow, man. I'm not feeling this. Because this was going to be good shit. It really was. This was going to be good shit. I had content ready to go. Bump City 3 says, white girls can never outdo what a black one can do, no matter how much they want to be on this side. Well, see, you feel that way, sir, because... you are pro-black. But if you were pro-light, you would feel differently if you didn't want to be who you are. And unfortunately, I have a lot of experience with people who don't want to be who they are. It bees like that. Now, me and mine, we no play that. We play like you. But those other cats out there, they play different. They don't want to be who they are. They don't want nobody telling them who they're supposed to be. Oh, yeah. This is what we're going to do, y'all. Because I really feel like I've done this whole show a disservice, and I'm not feeling that. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do this show over tomorrow. With all my antics and all of that shit, we gonna take off. So, I mean, honestly, I'm gonna delete all this shit. This is not gonna be a remnant of this show. I'm deleting all of it. I'm coming back tomorrow. Do not try to come over here and and find the show. Nope. I'm deleting this shit. I'm deleting the YouTube. Like, right, I'm doing it right here while y'all looking. Delete forever? Yep. Get them the fuck out of here. All right, so both of those are gone. I want to thank my people from Instagram. Thanks for coming through. I appreciate y'all mucho. I'm going to delete this, but I appreciate y'all coming through. My people from YouTube coming on over to the Instagram side. Appreciate you. Love and love. And for my Facebookers, we ain't going to be here tomorrow. Y'all come over to youtube.com/SUN752. And I got something good for y'all tomorrow, 7 p.m. Other than that, let me get this out of here. Let me end this. And y'all have a great night. It's been a blast. It really has. All right. All right.
Yeah, I got that black eyes at work. But yeah, so what? But yeah, my black ass gotta go to work. But I bet you, but they cut my black ass check too. Hey, I don't work for free, your boy. I know they cut your check, your black ass a check today. I know that for a fact. What do you get paid? Oh. Same thing. So how are things over there?
I mean, kind of,
because I didn't like the way it was ended, so I ended it after it was done, and I deleted all of it, and we'll do it tomorrow. So to me, tonight's show never had.
No, I ain't.
That's the one thing that's not going to happen. They'll watch until they cut the fuck off.
And coming back. No. Nope.